life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Time now for another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight. And in the studio, Barbara Levitt-Horson from the Momentum Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
So nice to see you.
Always good to be here.
Yeah. Lots to talk about.
Always.
Yeah, well, there is. There's always things to talk about. How are things at the Momentum Center?
Really good. Really good.
It's good to hear.
Yeah.
It is Suicide Prevention Month, and you are going to be showing a film.
We are.
Tell me about this.
Yeah, every second Friday of every month, we have a free dinner and movie night. Anybody in the community is welcome. Mm-hmm. We have dinner at 5, movie at 6. The movie can range anything from Pixar's to documentaries, but this month we're showing a particularly hard-hitting movie called The Son. Hugh Jackman stars in it, and it deals very honestly and very directly with the topic of teen suicide. It's an important movie, but we are trying to make sure that that trigger warning is out there because it's difficult, and some people might not be able to handle the content. It's a PG-13 movie, but it's a topic we have to deal with. We have to. We know people in our community are suffering as survivors, and we want to do all we can to break the stigma, end the silence, have the conversations that can save lives.
Yeah. I've done the QPR training, which stands for what? Question, persuade, refer.
Yes.
I believe there will be more trainings coming up, and I can put a link to that. But that was eye-opening for me. It really, really was. I have a little bit of a lump in my throat right now. I'm not going to lie to you. Yesterday's news was horrific.
Yeah.
And we are at a time right now where things are just not good, and you're seeing things online. You're seeing all of these things. I had conversations with my daughters yesterday. They were upset. It's just, I don't know how to deal with some of this stuff. So it's interesting to me that you're sitting across from me, because I find you to be a very calming presence in this community. You always seem to know the right thing to say. And, you know, people are dealing with a lot. I'm sure your place will be busy today. People are just going to come in and just sit. And tell our audience what the Momentum Center is all about.
The Momentum Center is really about creating a community where every person is fully visible and connected. There is so much pain. There's so much polarization right now in our world and in our community. People talking past each other. We really work to create that place where we see each other, where we validate each other's existence and recognize the beauty in each human being.
Yeah, I like what McKenna Grennan, a member, volunteer, and board member, said. A place of transformation and belonging. A space where you can be who you are fully.
Yes.
There's not a lot of spaces like that anymore. You guys offer lots of different programs, too. Can we talk a little bit about that, what you guys do? You've got cultural immersion, support groups, all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. Again, to create a community where every person is seen and connected takes a lot of work. So we do it in a variety of ways. One is by offering a social rec program for people with mental illness, addictions, and disabilities, which, frankly, means all of us at one point or another.
Oh, for sure.
We also address the social determinants of mental health. The things we're talking about this morning, right? If we're not looking at our society, if we're not talking about systemic needs, then we're not dealing with whole human beings. So that's why we have our community conversations. We have our movie nights. We have our cultural immersion experiences. Our next town hall is coming up September 29th, and it'll give us an opportunity to further unpack the movie. The topic is mental health and parenting, dealing with our children's mental well-being, but also the toll that being a parent can take on our own mental health. And prior to that town hall, we do have another opportunity for people to get QPR training that
Wonderful.
You mentioned.
Okay.
Arbor Circle will be there offering that. It's all of this is free and open to anybody in the community.
Wonderful. You've had some events recently, Homecoming with a Heart. How was that? Were you crowned Homecoming Queen at that event?
You know, we have done away with crowning kings and queens because we all shine.
We're all kings and queens.
We all shine.
I love it.
And so we don't do that. But I will tell you, that is such a night of joy.
Yeah.
And I reflect on that. And for myself, it was an opportunity to just be fully present, to listen and move to music and watch people just with absolute joy, dancing with abandon, feeling that they were in a safe and comfortable place to be themselves.
I love it.
Just beautiful.
You know, on a day like today, when we remember 9/11, the murder of Charlie Kirk, there's just so much going on. You always seem to find the light, the joy, the... I'm having a hard time today. I'm not going to lie to you. It's very upsetting. And I'm seeing a lot of things on social media that are really, really upsetting. And you always seem to find a way to just kind of, you know, see the light or find the good. And I think if more of us can do that.
I agree. I think seeing the light, seeing the good is important. But I don't think that means ignoring the pain.
I know.
I think we also have to confront and move through the painful experiences. The key is to not cling to the pain, right?
Right.
Like, we are hurting and we need to hurt. We need to feel that hurt fully or else we don't resolve it. Mm-hmm. Then we just bury it and it comes out in horrible ways that attack each other.
It does.
So we have to feel it, move through it, and then not cling to it as a part of our identity.
Yeah, you're right.
To remember that the light shines in each of us and to believe that there's good in each of us. One of the ways that we can hold on to those kind of that kind of belief structure is through taking care of our own mental well-being.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited because we have launched a well-being collective at the Momentum Center. We have about a dozen practitioners who have agreed to bring their practice to the Momentum Center at least once a month, mostly from like 6 to 8 at night. So it's after work hours and to offer that. These practices will be free for our members, but in a nominal charge or a donation might be asked of the individual practitioners for non-members. But we're talking about meditation and reflexology and Reiki and auricular acupuncture and all of these experiences and practices that people might be new to.
Right.
And it's an opportunity. You can just go and learn and observe. And then if you want to participate, you can participate. So a very safe place to learn about ways that you might find a real attraction to a particular practice and then connect with somebody to continue that practice.
That's good to hear. Yeah, because we have to take care of ourselves. If we don't take care of ourselves, we can't help anybody else.
We can't.
And you're right. People are devastated. They are hurting today. Everyone is hurting today. And it's just so sad. It's just so sad. And it's hard to have faith in humans. That's the thing. It's hard to have that faith, but you have to.
You have to. And if you look around, you see, for instance, the practitioners who are going to be at the Momentum Center tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, we have somebody leading meditation at 6 o'clock,
okay.
And we have somebody doing a sound bath with gongs at 7.
Yeah.
And again, you know, the fact that these people are so graciously and generously offering their abilities to the community. I think of my staff and what they go through day in and day out, and then they show up over and over and over again. This community, the people, the members we have, all of the support we have, you can't look at what we're doing and not be re-inspired by humanity.
I love that. Thank you for saying that. Okay, that's good. Yeah, you're right.
It's true. You know, in the midst of all of the pain and the suffering, there are places of love and connection. And I think that's our choice. We can close in fear or we can open in love. And the risk of closing in fear hurts all of us. So we have to learn to stay open, to love each other.
I'm thinking of the Todd Rundgren song, which I am going to play. Light of the world, shine on me. Mm. Love is the answer.
Absolutely.
Light of the world, shine on me. Love is the answer.
Yeah.
Centertown Chowdown, that's going to be coming up on Saturday, October 4th from 11 to 5 in Centertown. How important is Grand Haven Main Street to the Momentum Center.
Oh, it's critical because that is our geographical location, and
yeah.
It is our community. And the beautiful thing about things like Chowdown Centertown is drawing people into this place, this community, this specific gathering of people and businesses that just add so much color and spice and pep to this community we live in.
I love it.
It's wonderful to have that excuse to come to a place maybe you haven't spent a lot of time in before.
You're right about that. And then there's Bones About Town. Now, that'll kick off on October 1st. And what happens is everybody does some kind of skeleton thing, and they put it either, you know, in the storefront window or inside. Do you participate in Bones About Town as well?
We have. We have participated in Bones About Town. And I think, again, it's an opportunity for fun and play. Play is a spiritual practice.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact. And, you know, oftentimes I said to my daughters when I was talking to them yesterday, I said, you know, tomorrow on 9/11, go outside, play, run, breathe, enjoy everything around you, and, you know, find ways to find that joy and that light.
Absolutely. Because, remember to exhale.
Yeah. I mean, times are tough right now. I'm so happy that you happen to be here today on 9/11. And, you know, with all the news and everything that's going on, I appreciate that you happen to be scheduled on today.
You know, thank
of all, you. Of all days, Barbara Lee Van Horsen, thank you for being here.
It's good to be here, Mary Ellen.
Did we cover everything? I want to make sure.
I think we're all set this time.
Okay. Light of the world, shine on me. Love is the answer. Todd Rundgren on WGHN.